Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show.
You got it?
Brock Hunter, yeah, I was horsing around over here, sorry.
Horsing around.
Anyway.
Hey, real quick before we get to it, I missed something in sports. I want to throw it out there real quick. If you guys missed it, last night, Luka Doncic of the Mavs hit an incredible game-winning shot. You got to check it out, Brock. It's a three-pointer with 1.8 seconds left, and he basically shoots it one-handed underneath two guys. Guys are unbelievable now.
Yeah,
you watch things and you're just like, what? No.
I do that with my eyes closed. Not that big of a deal.
It's the last time you shot a basketball, for the love of God.
I could do it right now. I could make a shot right now. Eyes closed. Behind the back.
That guy.
From the half court line. Doesn't even matter.
Can't even touch net.
I could do that. I don't do that because I don't want to show off. That's all.
Yeah. Is that why that last time? Well, yeah, I guess you did win a game of lightning. Did you win a game of lightning at my house?
I've won multiple games of lightning at your house, which means I've beat you multiple times in lightning.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody else did. You're lucky I wasn't behind you.
I'll dunk all over your face. Anyway, yeah. Should we keep moving now? I don't know.
One of those door rims?
Yeah, one of the door rims. And Brian Reed just mentioned on. He just messaged me, Fisher Price hoop. Shut up, Brian.
Even he's on top of it.
I'll dunk all over your faces. All right. Yeah. We got to keep moving here. We can't talk about my amazing basketball prowess. It's time for your morning dump part day.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always,
can you palm a softball? That's the question.
You know what? I'll palm your face. There. That's what I'll palm. I'm just gonna keep going back. As always, your morning dump part day brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah. Yeah. So Facebook shut down a French town's page for a week because they thought it sounded obscene. The place is called Villa de Beach. Villa de Beach.
Villa de Beach.
Well, it's spelled B-I-T-C-H-E, but it's pronounced like beach, which is bad that they shut this down because it had critical information about COVID screenings and school closures. And Facebook really should know better. All right, there's got to be some kind of vetting process because there's also towns nearby Villa de Beach. With French names like RJ and Anus. I think that's how you say it. RJ. Oh, oui, oui. RJ, Anus, Village de Beach.
I guess. I didn't know you get suspended from Facebook for saying bitch.
God, I know, because we say it a lot and we post a lot of stuff. Maybe it's because it's not in I just feel like Facebook has got some pretty smart people working for them. They didn't do a little bit of research. Like, well, let's just see. It's French. Who knows? Village de Beach.
You ever been to Facebook jail?
No, never have. Never have, but I never posted.
How do you get to Facebook jail? Do you have to be reported? Is that how that works?
Well, all I know is that everyone is super proud when they get out of Facebook jail. I've seen multiple friends like, I'm back, bitches, and then they get banned again. It's like, you can't say that. You can't say.
It's like when your friend gets back from real jail. Like, nobody really wants to hang out with him right away. Right.
And like, let's give it a minute. Let's just give him a minute.
Is he changed? Has he changed?
Pretty much the same. Pretty much the same. So there you go. Villa de Beach. And a French. Speaking of French. Lastly, don't be surprised if you see Cinderella at the tattoo shop. That's right. Disney is changing its rules on body art. So now people who are cast members, maybe at like Disney World or Disneyland, they can have visible tattoos as long as they're not in the neck or face and they're not obscene. We could see that, which a lot of people have tattoos nowadays, so it makes sense. But isn't it kind of weird to think about like maybe going to Disney World and you see Gaston with like a tribal sleeve?
Like, yeah, Aladdin with a full-blown neck tattoo.
It's right there. No neck tattoos. No neck. Yeah, Aladdin with a tattoo of a poo on his monkey on his neck. Like, that's my best friend right there. Check it out. I was like, ugh.
You know what? Good for them, though, because I heard those employees over there at Disney, man, just get treated like trash.
Yeah.
Anybody that I've seen come back from the Disney camp, because a lot of people did it after high school. They didn't go to college. I'm going to go to Disney for a year. Have fun on those rides. No, dude, they come back. All wide-eyed, haunted, like they just came back from NAMM or something. Disney.
If you don't
PTS
think
PTS Disney, that's what it's called.
Mickey Mouse is in there. Oh, you better toe the line, or I'll whoop you. The only tattoo you can get is a Mickey Mouse tramp stamp. That's it. That's all you can get.
That's terrible.
It's just Mickey's face with some tribal around it. That's it.
I don't know. I've heard some horror stories from that camp.
I just think it'd be cool to have a couple Disney princesses with some tramp stamps, Disney tramp stamps. I just like that thought.
Like Ursula.
Cinderella, Cinderella, nice and tatted Cinderella. Yeah, that'll work. Anyway, that is your Morning Dump Part Day. We'll be back.